This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. There are several insect pests to keep an eye on this week. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd says that includes Japanese beetle adults, bagworms, and mimosa webworms. Raymond, starting off this week with a report on Japanese beetle adults. I assume that's something we're seeing.
We are seeing Japanese beetle adults in Kansas, Manhattan, feeding on roses and linden and a wide variety of trees and shrubs, cannas, and they're very voracious feeders. So the question is, what can I do? Well, let me tell you what you shouldn't do. Number one is do not get a Japanese beetle trap, because you'll lure more Japanese beetles into your area than you would want to. They can fly 4 to 5 miles. The only use of Japanese beetle traps, Jeff, if we have like a fruit tree growers, they could place them a half a mile away to attract them away from apples and pears, basically. But do not buy them, because that could lead to more damage. And also, the females, before they get to the traps, could lay eggs in the irrigated turf, and then you've got a grub problem in August, September. So what can you do? Hand picking, put them in soapy water will kill them, or shake the plants over a bucket of soapy water, it'll kill them. You have to exercise due diligence and do this on a routine basis. But if you have a minor infestation, less than 20 adults, that'll work. Once it gets beyond that, then you have to start applying insecticides. And unfortunately, as a scientist, I look at the 50 years of Japanese beetles, and we haven't made a lot of progress in terms of materials. It still relies on broad spectrum contact insecticides that are harmful to bees, pollinators, and beneficial insects and mites. People use neem oil, which will kill them, but it will kill everything else. And so what I want to highlight is when you're spraying these broad-spectrum materials, whether it be pyrethroids is the main one, lambdacyhalothrin, cyfluthrin, bifenthrin, permethrin, is be careful of stimulating an outbreak of something else. We call that unintended consequences, and the one is spider mites, because this is the time of year they're present. So use a combination of hand picking and applying insecticides when need be. And do not apply any insecticides when plants are in bloom and bees are active and when the temperatures are over 60 degrees Fahrenheit.
Another thing, bagworms, are we still at the pick them off stage, or have we moved beyond that?
We're getting close to the pick them off stage. They're getting a larger than the quarter or an eighth of an inch, which means that BTK, Bacillus thuringiensis kiristaki, and spinosad, the two we recommend early, may not be effective. So again, you're relying on these broad-spectrum insecticides that I mentioned for Japanese beetle adults. Again, you'll kill them, but they start becoming more recluse. That is, they get in their bags more, and you don't get as good a contact. So really, at this point, if it can be done hand-picking and then put the bags in soapy water, let them sit there for 15 minutes and then put them out in the full sun. And we have extension publications on both the Japanese beetle and the bagworm that you can download online to get more information on both of those insect pests.
Some people may have seen these when they were out for the 4th of July fireflies. We're starting to see them.
Oh, yeah, we're seeing a lot of fire. At least I am in my own backyard. I've seen over 50 as it gets dark. There's been some information. I've read some of it, not quite reliable, about some insecticides, pesticides impacting fireflies. But, you know, at night, people I've talked to in the country, they're abundant. Yeah. Now, remember, firefly larvae in the soil eat earthworms. So fireflies are abundant right now, and it's just nice to sit out there and enjoy them.
And mimosa webworm.
Yes, mimosa webworm is starting on honey locust trees. This is a very difficult insect to deal with. It's a caterpillar, and it feeds on the foliage, and it causes the leaves to turn brown and fold over. At that point, you can't contact it with any insecticide. So if you see isolated spots, prune it out, and then maybe start spraying your trees with spinosad, BTK, especially if they're smaller, to kill as many as you can. Once you start seeing the browning and the burning and the leaves fold over, it's too late. So yeah, the window of opportunity to manage this pest is very narrow. So right now, I'm seeing the brown leaves, the folding over, and the larvae in there feeding. You'll see the fecal material. The best thing is prune it out or let it go. They generally don't kill the plant, but they ruin the aesthetic value of it.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd. In addition to extension publications available online and through the K-State bookstore, you can also contact your local extension office for more information regarding any insect pests that you discover in your home landscape. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.